And welcome back to Between Two Wings. I am your host, Emily Norman, and today we have Emily Rudy with us. She has been a member of our pilot support team for 7 years now and is also a first officer at a major airline. Emily, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. It's always great to talk to you, especially a fellow Emily at Four Flight. So we like to start off each episode by just kind of explaining where we're at. So behind me, I'm actually at Palacios. It's a great little coastal town in Texas. You can fly there, pick up this amazing decommissioned crew car, as you can see in the corner, go out, get some seafood, fly home. Great day trip. But where are you at?
I'm in the bombardier seat of the B-29 Fifi of the Commemorative Air Force.
So how did you get to be in this spot and have this opportunity? Because that is amazing.
The Commemorative Air Force is a nonprofit organization. It's a living history museum. And once in a while, I go out with them to certain air shows with the B-25, B-29, and just raising awareness. So this was one of the tours a couple years ago. I took this photo while over Colorado, I think.
So when they're going out and doing these tours, what are some of the main education points or objectives that they have?
Well, it's, you know, to educate, inspire, honor the veterans that flew these, the men and women that flew these, and just teach everyone about, you know, World War II and the Korean War. And these warbirds flew, and we're trying to go out there and raise money to keep them flying.
Definitely. And that's very important, of course. And I imagine with this opportunity, you've had some very unique experiences or stories. Are there any you can share with us?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we provide free rides for World War II veterans. So those are always a treat when you know, there's not many left. And when you get to meet one and, you know, give them a ride or they get in the airplane. There was one guy that was probably 99 years old and he hadn't been in the airplane in 75 years. And he hopped in and showed all of his flows perfectly on the B-29 flight engineer panel. So it's truly amazing what they went through and, you know, honestly, that he remembered that for 75 years.
Yeah, I guess some of those things will just stick with you for life. So I can imagine you've been around a very unique crowd of people that most young pilots don't get to interact with. Is there anything you've learned from being around these warbird pilots or just the warbirds themselves?
I mean, honestly, yeah, it's like I said, it's a living history museum. So, you know, being around these airplanes that are 75 years old and still flying, and then the pilots that flew them and a lot of the volunteers with the Commemorative Air Force, like myself, you know, they're veterans. So just their stories of how they served and how they keep the warbirds alive is pretty amazing.
And now you're flying, you know, some of the newest technology out there when it comes to aircraft. Are there any similarities that you found or just anything that's interesting there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's still stick and rudder. And, you know, an airplane is, you still got to know, you know, your glide speeds and all that, no matter what airplane. I'm mostly crew on the Commemorative Air Force. But yeah, the crew communications and the, resource management, the crew resource management is the same on either plane, just to be safe. I've flown some of the newest airliners that rolled off the factory in March of 2021. And, you know, obviously big difference from the 75-year-old planes, but they're still the same, you know, airplanes. It's amazing.
Yeah, it all comes back to basic stick and rudder, I assume. I'm sure CFIs for many decades have been saying more right rudder in all airplanes.
Right.
That's awesome. So I, you know, you've been involved in this organization and it probably inspired you and helped keep you going during your flight training and your flying career. How are you giving back to aviators in the same position or someone who wants to become a pilot?
I do a lot of mentoring, you know, young people in the Austin area where I live. I might take them up on small planes. I'm trying to get them more involved in like women in aviation and 99s meetings that are coming back now. There weren't many last year, but they're coming back and I just try to get them involved and, you know, tell them what someone told me 5 years ago, the airlines are going to be hiring big time soon. There's a shortage, so it's a great time to get into aviation and just hanging around the airport is a great way for a lot of opportunity to, you know, appear.
Yeah, definitely. So you've been a part of ForeFlight for about 7 years now. You've seen a lot of new features come in, and you've, you know, been a user yourself throughout your flying career. So what's one thing that you just wish all ForeFlighters knew about our features?
There's a couple things. One of them is the experience report and logbook. I think it gets looked over a lot, but I've taken that to a couple of major airline interviews, and it looks really clean and neat. So it's not just the condensed logbook, but it's the experience report that has everything you need, and you can condense it into one or two pages, thousands of hours, and it looks really nice. The other thing is the plates on maps. That's invaluable, having the plates on maps and then the weathers on top of that for situational awareness.
Yeah, definitely. And just one thing to note there with plates on maps, you know, a lot of airlines do use Jeppesen charts. Do you think there's an advantage of starting out early and using them in your training?
There is, there's a benefit of getting on the iPad early, and that's the future anyways. Everyone's going to be on the iPad, no more paper. So yeah, it's definitely a benefit to use ForeFlight early, because you're going to be using it, whether you're a corporate pilot, maybe even a skydive pilot, or, you know, a banner tower.
Yeah, everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Emily, thank you so much for coming on Between Two Wings today. And if you ever email into our pilot support team, check who's emailing you. It just might be Emily.
That's true. I answer a lot of them.
Yes. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Between Two Wings. We'll see you next time.